Trump allies demanding accountability for Fauci, but completely ignoring Trump. I was so encouraged to see somebody, this is a Real Clear Politics reporter, that was his headline. It's like, finally, somebody else is talking about this. The hypocrisy of Republicans holding a hearing and grilling Fauci, as they should, but never, ever involving Trump. People who had just endorsed Trump coming after Fauci for the evil that was done. Who was it that put him on the podium? Who was it that kept him there? Who was it that gave him medals? Here's the headline. Trump allies demand accountability from Fauci, not the former president. Thank you, Philip Wegman of Real Clear Politics. Thank you for doing this. I am so sick and tired of watching this blatant hypocrisy, these hypocrites and their, the Trump commercial, hitting DeSantis for following his own orders, for doing what Trump was bribing everybody to do. DeSantis's entire popularity was based on the fact that he opened it up more quickly. So what does Trump do? He comes after him and tries to make him look like he was the lockdown king. No, you were the one who was the lockdown king, Trump. The responsibility ends with you. The buck stops at the president's desk, the highest guy responsible for this stuff. He's responsible for everything that Fauci did. And he also financed everything that all these governors did, Democrat and Republican. This delusion is so incredibly strong. It's insane. They remain silent, however, about Donald Trump, the former president who stood by the architect of the lockdown strategy. They were so eager, he said, to cross-examine Fauci. It's time for Dr. Fauci to confront the facts and address the numerous controversies that have arisen during and after the pandemic, said Ohio Republican Brad Winstrup. I think it's time for you guys to confront what DeWine did. He was one of the leaders in this, and he was a Republican. That's the other thing I used to hear from people. Oh, well, it's not Trump, and it's not even the Republican governors. It's just the Democrat governors. Yeah, it's not only Trump. It's also these GOP hypocrites who act as if they didn't know. Seriously, you didn't know until just now? And what are you going to do about it? Nothing. You're going to hold these show hearings. And they got nothing from Fauci. They just want to show that somehow that they're on our side. You know, when DeSantis and Brian Kemp were starting to open up in April after Trump had done an executive order to lock us down 2 weeks earlier, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, they started opening up. He said, I strongly disagree with this. He is still saying that the lockdown closures saved lives. He's still saying that his poison saved millions of people, and though he has killed tens of millions of people. That's the truth. Nine Republicans sit on the subcommittee. All of them love to loathe Fauci. Four of them have already endorsed Trump for this re-election, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has publicly said that the doctor should be in jail. Well, that's kind of interesting. Because, you know, when I go to the Daily Skeptic, they have had this at the top of their website for quite some time. And I looked at that the other day, and I thought it was funny. And at first, I didn't think it was a real thing. I thought it was just the Daily Skeptic making a political commentary. But it's a game called Whack. And it's got some very crudely drawn, game characters there. Trump with the blonde hair and the red tie, Fauci with a mask and a hypodermic needle, I guess, in his hand, and a big hypodermic needle. And it's called Whack. It says, Stop Fauci and Trump Escaping from Prison. So I clicked on it, and this is what it looks like. This is the game, and this is legit. Google Play, bring this thing up for 99 cents. You can buy Whack, and you can shoot Fauci and Trump in their jail cell. I'm tempted to buy it. but of course, they all want to put Trump in jail, as Marjorie Taylor Greene says. But they will not even mention, or they won't put Fauci in jail. They won't even mention Trump. Fauci was the face of the White House COVID task force, says Philip Wegman in his article here, and he's right. But Trump stood at his side. As I said before, Trump put him on the podium. Trump made him president. Occasionally, even grousing about him publicly on Twitter, Trump did. But in the end, Trump still awarded Fauci a presidential commendation for his work. Wegman's got it all the way down the line. He understands. And he did it on the final day, even though the MAGA crowds and the few, few rallies that they had right before the election, they're begging him to fire Fauci. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll see. Didn't do it. Gave him a medal on the last day. He said the focus on the decisions that Fauci made and not on the president who empowered him has exasperated rivals like DeSantis, who said, are we going to have some type of accountability here? He asked in a recent interview with, again, Real Clear Politics. He said, are we going to have a reckoning for this, or are we just going to act like everyone did such a great job? Yeah, that's what we're going to do. You know, all these Republicans, they just now finding it out. And so they'll have a show trial, but they will still do nothing about it. Still nothing about it to keep it from happening again. Representative Debbie Lesko of Arizona, John Joyce of Pennsylvania, Ronnie Jackson of Texas will also get a chance to cross-examine Fauci. Each of them has criticized the doctor. All of them still endorsed Trump, who presided over this during his tenure. And none of them returned Real Clear Politics' request for comment. Lesko, as a matter of fact, said of Fauci, he will once again, I'm sorry, of Trump. Trump, she said, will once again put America and Americans first. In a statement 2 days after Christmas to announce her endorsement of Trump, who oversaw Fauci as he prescribed lockdowns and mask mandates from the White House podium. Yeah, it's President Trump. You're not spelling it right when you refer to him as the former president. He's the former president. He said these kinds of things. Never in my life would I have believed that they would get away with doing lockdowns in America. That's the kind of passive slave mentality that is pervasive now. And how effective their misinformation, their censorship, their propaganda has been and will be even more so as they continue to add new technological capability with artificial intelligence. And it's why I say these natural asset companies are so dangerous. You look at this scam in this guy, who would ever fall for that? The American public will fall for anything and everything if you look at what happened. And it truly was unprecedented. And it was a crime the likes of which we've never seen in America before. But nobody wants to hold Trump responsible. Why? Why won't they do it? Because the only thing they care about is themselves. You know, Chris Christie's dropped out, and he said that about Trump. He said, you know, I've known Trump for a long time, and I can tell you if it comes to a situation where America's interests do not coincide with his, he will go with his interests. Guess what? I watched Chris Christie do that too. I watched Trump do that. I watched Chris Christie. I watched all the Democrats and all the Republicans and all the president's men do that for the last several years. And they're still putting their interests ahead of the interests of the country when they endorsed the guy that did this stuff to us. He will not put America first. He will put himself first, just as he did with all the J6ers. Everything that he did. Ahead of Fauci's testimony Monday, the Arizona Republican retweeted a post from the subcommittee calling for serious answers. It's time for serious answers, she said. Serious answers from Fauci, not Trump. Yeah, again, you know. Stop them from escaping from prison. Please, will somebody tell the truth? Put them in prison. Scott Atlas, who was appointed in that summer by President Trump, he was somebody who was telling the truth about some of these measures, talking about how they were garbage and nonsense. And he was opposed by everybody else on the committee, but he had this to say about Trump, who appointed him. He said, for an executive who's widely known for being able to fire people, he said it was shocking that this president allowed the incompetence of the nation's task force advisors to continue. When he allows it to continue, right? He's complicit with it. He's approving what Fauci did. And he did it over and over again. But he tells a different story. Trump said last summer, he said, he insisted that he once listened to Fauci, but quote, whatever he said, I did the opposite. Liar. You liar. Bull-faced, lying Trump. He said he wasn't allowed to fire him. Fauci wasn't a big player, he said, in my administration anyway. Liar. Unbelievable. You had him doing daily briefs and giving him the podium while he was doing these extraordinary, unlawful, unconstitutional things to people. Pressed by Megyn Kelly on why he awarded Fauci a presidential commendation, Trump pled ignorance. I don't know who gave him the commendation. I really don't know who gave him the commendation. Someone probably handed him a commendation. Philip Mugman of Real Clear Politics writes, multiple former Trump officials found that answer far-fetched, and they have publicly said that any type of commendation would require a signature from the president. Liar again. You lying New York liberal crony friend of the Clintons and Epstein and all the rest of these people. And they bow down and worship this guy with a kind of idolatry I've not seen before with anybody, including Obama. Regarding the suggestion that Fauci be fired, however, several former officials told Real Clear Politics, that's easier said than done. You can't fire these people. Why not? He's president, right? Why can't he fire them? He can. But here's the reason they said they couldn't. They said the COVID task force had a, quote, resignation pact, unquote. If one person was fired, they would all resign. Is that a problem? Everything they were doing was wrong, and we knew it. Get rid of all of them. And by the way, isn't that a conspiracy? Aren't they breathing together on this whole thing? Aren't they blackmail? You get rid of us, and that's going to be a big PR problem for you. Oh, well, because Trump is thinking about himself, thinking about his image. He doesn't care about all the mom-and-pop mainstream businesses that he destroyed and lives that he destroyed. And the dangerous martial law precedent that he set. Atlas was the only dissenting voice from the group. He could have easily appointed, let them all resign, and we got some new people. Just that simple. No. Atlas called for a different strategy than was, and that strategy was not adopted by the Trump-Fauci COVID committee, but Scott Atlas's different strategy was adopted by DeSantis, and it caused him, as Philip Wegman points out, that's why he rose to national prominence, is for that very reason, which makes it so incredibly hypocritical for Trump to try to portray him then. Of course, it's exactly what you would expect a demagogue like Trump to do, to lie about him, to portray him in exactly the opposite way, of what, to take his strength and to try to turn it into a weakness. DeSantis rose to national prominence largely because of how he handled the pandemic. He regularly railed against Fauciism on the campaign trail and still does. Nevertheless, he's lagging behind Trump by double digits in each of the early primary states, according to Real Clear Politics average poll. And, you know, he didn't just rise to national prominence. He rose to international prominence. It's one of the reasons why when you Daily Skeptic in the UK was very excited when DeSantis did it, because they had been covering what DeSantis was doing in terms of taking the lead. Again, I would have liked to have seen more done. I would have liked to have seen it done earlier. But he was still leading the pack in terms of pulling it back. And he's still saying that it was wrong. And so Daily Skeptic was very excited when he ran. And as you can see from this ad at the top, they are no fan of Trump. And they understand that it was a Trump-Fauci scam. The only person missing in jail there is Klaus Schwab, because they were marching in lockstep to what the UN and the WHO all and the World Economic Forum all wanted. The 21st century, said DeSantis, he said, the 21st century, the three biggest events, number one, 9/11 and the wars that followed, number two, the Great Recession, and number three, COVID. He said, and the third one has a broader impact than the other two events combined. And yet here we are, and we're not even discussing that. Unless we lie about it. Unless we misdirect people away from Trump and to Fauci. And then unless we misdirect people away from the vaccine and to the Wuhan lab. It's always this red herring approach. Same thing that Hillary Clinton did. You know, when she was creating this document dump as a part of their probably payoff schemes and making it available to everybody at clintonemails.com. She gets caught doing that. And what does she do? Russia, Russia, Russia. A red herring to distract everybody from what she had done. And of course, this is what the politicians always do. You know, the interesting thing is that when DeSantis talks about the three big issues, 9/11, the Great Recession, and then this so-called pandemic, that pandemic and 9/11 began at the same time. Two shoes. One of them dropped, you know, in 2001. The other one dropped in 2020. And the one that dropped in 2020, bigger than the other ones, because they worked on it and rehearsed it and practiced it and laid the legal foundation for 20 years for that to happen. He goes on to say, Trump's compounding legal troubles and his vow to deliver retribution upon his enemies also seems to overshadow any questions of accountability concerning his handling of the so-called pandemic. I put in the so-called stuff. He's not questioning the pandemic. He's questioning Trump, and he's questioning the Republicans' response to it. But again, notice that the revenge aspect. It's not just Trump's self-interest. Well, I don't want to fire Fauci because what a PR problem I would have if all of them quit on me. They would say, I was killing everybody. I don't want that fight. His interest, his self-interest. And now it's about his revenge, and everybody is on board with him. All the Republicans living vicariously through this guy. The Trump campaign, said a spokesman. He said, anybody who is a spokesman for the campaign, said anybody criticizing Trump's handling of COVID couldn't manage a little league baseball team, let alone manage a global pandemic crisis caused by China. Well, you can manage to lie, can't you? Trump campaign spokesperson. Who they didn't is the name, who it is. How about this? Instead of trying to manage us, could maybe you manage following the Constitution and the rule of law instead of overthrowing it all with medical martial law? How about that? What if we did that? And I think it's really telling that, again, he shifts the blame to China. You know, let's not talk about Trump's lockdown. Let's not talk about Trump's vaccine. Let's talk about Wuhan and China. You know, the problem is that when he tries to push it to China, Rand Paul and these other Republicans are not coordinated on this memo, because they're trying to make it about the Wuhan lab with Fauci. And so if you want to make it about China, the uncomfortable truth for Trump, if that were the problem, and it's not the problem, but if that were the truth, if that was the problem, then the reality is that Fauci and his department funded it. They're the ones who ultimately created it there. So even that doesn't really add up. But don't expect any Republicans, especially the ones out there giving money to Trump and voting for him, don't expect them to understand that. Look, it's not the president's job to manage a pandemic like this. There's no authority under the Constitution for him to make health decisions for people. There's no authority for the Constitution for these public health organizations to exist at the federal level. They shouldn't make these arguments. There's no authority under the Constitution for the president to give tens of billions of dollars to these pharmaceutical companies to develop an experimental vaccine, mRNA technology, and then deliver it with the military? Where does he get the authority for any of that stuff? Why don't you try to manage staying within the bounds of your office and the Constitution? What a pathetic excuse. This is a president who's out there funding drugs and telling people through Fauci they've got to lock down, they've got to wear masks, they've got to keep distant from each other. He doesn't know anything about health. He doesn't know anything about the Constitution or care about the Constitution. Quite frankly, he doesn't know anything or care anything about our public health either. An epic failure. And yet, when he completely ignores the Constitution, liberty, and the law, we have Victor Davis Hanson, historian, going on Tucker Carlson just before Christmas saying this lawfare against Trump is a pivotal moment for U.S. And it could be the end of democracy. Let me tell you, the lawfare that's going on against Trump is wrong, but it pales in comparison to the lawfare that Trump ran against us. This color of law warfare against us. He didn't have the authority to do any of this stuff, and he went to war with us. Sanctions are an act of war, and everything that he did was a sanction. And then, of course, he created the rest of this stuff. And when you want to talk about the end of democracy, let me tell you when democracy ended. We've got an exact date. Friday the 13th, 2020. That's when democracy ended. That's when the elections were made a moot point. Who cares? If the president can turn this all over to some CDC flacky like Fauci or NIH flack like Fauci, if he can turn it over to some bureaucrat and let them destroy this country, if he can then spend trillions of dollars and everybody goes along with it, we don't have a democracy. We were ruled by a bureaucracy. Democracy ended a long time ago. We've got taxation without representation, regulation without representation, lockdown without representation, vaccination without representation or authority, creating these vaccines, mandating them for people. We don't have a democracy. This is a clown show, and it's not a clown show because they finally came after Trump. These criminals, these thieves who have stolen our country from us, there's no honor among thieves, and they're after each other now. You know, they'll work together for a long time to keep other people off the ballot. And yeah, let's just keep this little thing between the two families here, the two crime families. All right, so let's just work together to keep this thing going. And then after a while, one of them makes a move. No, there'll only be one. It's like Highlander, right? You know, we'll work together for a while, but ultimately, you know, even though we're partners to work to fight these other people, eventually it's going to come down to you and me, and we're going to fight this thing out. That's where we are right now. We're the final stages of this stuff. Don't talk to me about lawfare after 2020. Don't talk to me about the end of democracy after 2020. There's not even any reason to vote for these people in Washington. They have absolutely no interest in the rule of law. It's all ended by executive order. You know, it was necessary to have both Biden and Trump. It was necessary to have one guy roll it out and another guy administer it, wasn't it? You had to do it that way. It had to be bipartisan. If everything had been, you know, if Trump had created the vaccine and rolled it out, I guarantee you that the Democrats would have used that against him. But by having a bipartisan cooperation in all of this, everybody covers for everybody else. You're going to have some despicable people like Fauci or despicable people like Trump that are going to be focused on and criticized for things that they do, but they're not going to change anything. You know, you have the abrasive characters that are going to be singled out and focused on, but they're really not going to change anything. It was essential for this whole process to be bipartisan so they could cover it up. It was essential for it to be bipartisan so they could deflect the blame to the other guy, which is what I see all the time from these Trump supporters.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic, by listening to the David Knight Show. Please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.